in front of me. I never lost. Woke up covered in sweat from having these wild dreams.
Did you know that once upon a time, Javier Mascherano had a dream so big he wanted to play in the EPL that he had to lie to then coach Rafa Benitez that he could speak English. But alas, came to England, was signed by Liverpool, but he could not speak English. Well, that's how big the dream was. Sometimes you have to lie, you know, just to achieve your dream. I'm not saying lying is good, but when you know that that dream is there, you just have to, you know, just cook up stories. And that's what he did. And at the end of the day, well, of course, he was a Liverpool player. Once upon a dream, Erling Haaland said he was going to play in the biggest league. And right now, he's not just playing in the biggest league, but he's also playing in the biggest club competition and raking up the goals. 5 goals he scored yesterday as Manchester City defeated RB Leipzig by 7 goals to nil, and he scored 5 of those goals. Welcome to Game On, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Ronaldo, Messi, Mbappe, they're all superstars now, but one thing I can assure you is that they all had that dream of playing football, and that dream is now being lived by the stars right before our very eyes, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I say welcome to you. This is the voice of Okoriji Chidozie, Jephthah Overdose, welcoming you to Game On as we set sail. Promises to be exciting. As always, I can tell you, we're counting now to tonight's set of Champions League fixtures. Napoli and Frankfurt. I can tell you that Frankfurt's ultras are causing problem right there. Chaotic scenes in Naples ahead of tonight's Champions League clash. I'll give you more about that. And of course, Real Madrid, Liverpool, 5-2 from the first leg. Can Liverpool do the impossible? Can they make it happen? They've done it before against Barcelona. Remember, 4 goals to nil at the Camp Nou. And then they returned to Anfield and they turned it around at the expense of Suarez, Messi, and the rest of the Barcelona team. But then again, this is a different story because the first leg was played at Anfield that resulted in that 5-2 thrashing. And I know Liverpool fans across the globe will be hoping that Liverpool go to the Bernabeu and make things happen. Also, we're talking about the new World Cup format. Gianni Infantino says it's a very, very good development after the success of last year's FIFA World Cup. Said, yeah, an expansion had to be done. And right now, we will talk about that as well. Welcome to Game on the nation's number one for news, talk, and sports, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Romelu Lukaku, well, he's in the news. Inter Milan CEO Giuseppe Morata has stated that they will not be keeping hold of Romelu Lukaku after the end of the season, and he has to return to Chelsea. Talk about a place he condemned, favoring a move to Inter Milan. But according to Inter Milan, they are really not happy with Romelu Lukaku. He hasn't done anything bad, but he's not just being the Lukaku they expected. Yeah, remember in the 2019 season, formed a formidable partnership with Lautaro Martinez, then craved for that move to London, went there and really didn't have the best of time, returned to Inter Milan, and his form has been shaky ever since. Just 5 goals in 17 appearances for the big Belgian. Well, I'm not alone. Alex Manda McCall, the efficient radio man at Basere, is by my side, and together we'll be doing this one from now till 8:45, where of course we'll usher in the Champions League games. Coverage, of course, will be right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good to see you, Alex. How you doing today?
Yeah. Good evening, Owen. Yeah, good evening, Owen.
What
those.
An entry. Yeah, like, yeah. Seriously?
You know, it's been a while, but yeah.
It's been a while.
And it's weird sitting on this side of you know.
Why is it weird?
Of the divide.
I'm so benevolent, you know.
No, because, you know, when you sit on this side, it feels like you're driving the show.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I want you to feel like that because you never know. At one point in time, you might drive a show very soon.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a slap on Tony's face.
Oh.
Tells you what wonderful person you are for those. Oh. But it's good to be here. We've seen games in the Champions League.
Yes, we have.
The weekend was filled with, you know, a lot of goals and games, and And we saw this guy, you know, just right in front of us.
The big Norwegian.
Yeah, the big Norwegian. You know, it's just sad. I wish he can switch his nationality to the English national team.
Wow.
Who knows?
You want him to play for England?
Yeah, so he can go toe-to-toe with Mbappe because they're ushering the next generation of rivalry in football. Yeah, and I think that it's going to be one to watch. Five goals yesterday. That was crazy. And, you know, it was good to see.
By the way, congrats on your basketball win. I saw you, you know, tweet about it. You know, you're becoming a basketball guru. And it's good to see, you know, when you actually, you know, talk about this guy, Ja Morant, you know, talk about, you know, the guys that are making it happen, Joel Embiid.
The love for basketball actually started a long time ago.
It's
a long time ago. And, wow. You know, yeah, it's an opportunity.
I see that you and Hodovai are meshed in it.
Hodovai is a very brilliant basketball, you know, analyst. Mm. The thing is, we talk football most of the time, so you don't get to see that side of us. But then we love the NBA, we love basketball, not just foreign basketball, African basketball too, and Nigerian basketball. Uh-huh. So, and if that's an avenue or opportunity that you can make money from, fine.
Yeah,
you know, great. So.
By the way, have they released your funds?
No. You know how the banking system works.
I'm hoping that they do.
They definitely will release it.
You need it. I mean, come on. Yeah. All right, let's go straight into the crux of the matter. We'll talk about the World Cup and the expansion of it, even as Gianni Infantino looks to going for another term unopposed. Well, the Congress will hold tomorrow in Kigali, and Gianni Infantino is being tipped to continue as FIFA president for another 4 years. But first, let's talk about Erling Haaland and the UEFA Champions League. Or maybe I should keep that for later, but let's talk about the World Cup first. I think that has to be the priority, because I promised that we will talk about that on the morning show, talking about Sports Drive. And so, for those of you who don't know, well, FIFA have expanded World Cup. Yeah, they have done it, and they now feel that, you know what, more teams should get involved, especially following last year's success. And of course, that success saw Lionel Messi win the World Cup in Argentina at the expense of France. But ahead of its Congress in Kigali, Rwanda, FIFA announced yesterday that the 2026 World Cup will have 104 matches instead of the current 64 games due to the expanded format with 48 teams taking part. Of course, the governing body talking about FIFA right now, they really make that known yesterday. They also greenlight an enlarged Club World Cup, which will be played every 4 years from June 2025. Now, the decisions were criticized by La Liga, with the Spanish top flight saying FIFA continues its malpractice of making unilateral decisions on the world football calendar, showing complete disregard for the importance of national championships and the football community in general. FIFA completely neglects the economic damage these decisions inflict on leagues around the world. Leagues were not consulted about any of the changes presented, especially about the new annual club competition. And they went on to say, through the president, who has been there since 2013, Javier Tebas, that these decisions do not take into account the competitive and economic impact on national leagues, clubs, and players by further cramming an already overloaded schedule. FIFA only takes into account a small group of clubs and players. La Liga added it and other leagues in the World Leagues Forum, WLF, an organization representing professional association football leagues, will analyze FIFA's decisions and decide on the most appropriate next steps. Well, of course, you already know that the WLF, talking about the World Leagues Forum, criticized the creation of 32-team Club World Cup, saying it could have damaging consequences for the football economy and player welfare. And that's what I want you to actually come on and talk to me about. Do you think FIFA being insensitive, just like La Liga are claiming? But first, let me serve you the voice of the man who only last year, before the World Cup final, said that FIFA would expand the World Cup. And right now, he's actually lived through to those words. Gianni Infantino, the man, the supremo, in charge of world governing body, FIFA.
We have been approving a 48-team format with 16 groups of three, of which the top two would move to the knockout phase of 32, and then 16, 8, 4, and 2. I have to say that after this World Cup and the success of the groups of four, and looking at as well some other competitions like the Euro, for example, where you have 24 teams and the top two plus the best third ones go to the next stage. I mean, here the groups of four have been absolutely incredible in the sense that until the last minute of the last match, you would not know who goes ahead. I think we have to revisit or at least rediscuss the format, whether we go for 16 groups of three or 12 groups of four.
All right, so the World Leagues Forum now have come out to say, well, they include the Premier League amongst other members, accusing FIFA of failing to consult with the professional leagues over its plan for the 2026 World Cup and a new team, 32-team Club World Cup. Well, the leagues are concerned about the squeeze that the new and expanded FIFA and UEFA international club competitions would leave for their domestic competitions. And on that impact, well, they feel that it will also impact on the quality of their product if players continue to be pushed further and further. Alex, what say you before I jump on the phone lines right now? Do you think that the WLF or World League Forum have a point saying FIFA already trying to cramp an already congested schedule by expanding the World Cup? Do you think they have a case?
Yeah, I think they do. Because if you look at how we even ended up playing the World Cup in November, December last year, you know, they had to shift some games, European games, to this year. You know, they had to change a lot of things, you know, just to complement and allow that World Cup go on, because it was, you know, going to be played in the Middle East for the first time. It's too many games.
You look at the bigger picture. I'm looking at the bigger picture, especially looking at the teams that will come out from Africa. 10 teams.
Yeah, nobody's saying, good representation. You know, you have more African teams in the World Cup. You know, that's it. But then again, we've seen five African teams make the World Cup for over how many years now, and we've not seen the best of them. I think this Qatar 2020, the World Cup that just passed, 2022,
Qatar.
Was the first time ever, we saw great performances from African teams. I think that Tunisia, Morocco did a good job.
Yeah, getting to the semi-final for the first time.
Yeah. Senegal also did well, but, you know, it was just not good enough against England. Ghana also did their bits, and I think that if some other African countries made the World Cup, they would have played a good game. Cameroon also, don't forget, beat Brazil in that World Cup. So yeah, you know, more teams for Africa, that's good. But then again, I feel like 64 games in a World Cup, that's if you get to the final, that's a 7-game tournament.
Now it's going to be 8 if you consider this.
And 104 games in a World Cup overdose, don't you think at some point in time it gets boring, you know? And the quality of teams too that would make the World Cup might not be the best of qualities, because when you extend the number of teams that would qualify to the World Cup, let's say we have 5 teams from Africa, we know that the 5 teams qualifying from Africa are always almost the best teams in Africa, you know, the best so when you expand that to 10 teams, you might be seeing 3 African teams who are not up to quality go to the World Cup.
But he also gives Africa a higher chance of getting to the final or even probably winning the World Cup.
Yeah, we can talk about the positive sides, but again, the negative sides are also there. You know, bringing more teams into the competition. I just feel personally, too many games in a World Cup would make it, boring. But then again, I mean, we had a lot to say about the Qatar World Cup, and it came to life, and it was the best World Cup ever seen on TV. So, I feel I'm going to take it from this point, and also with the Club World Cup, the new format of the Club World Cup, that I think that one should be scrapped. Too many league games. The Champions League is there, the Europa League, even now the Conference League. That's a lot of games for these teams, you know, traveling here and there and, you know, trying to meet up and play football. Look at Barcelona, for example. They played in the Champions League, they were knocked out, went to the Europa League, and they played the Europa League and they were knocked out. You know, it's just too, you know, it's a lot, you know, when you say for teams and for players.
So you're not in support of it?
I'm not in support of it. I feel like FIFA Well, I think the economic factors are there. The money will be made. More games on TV means more money for them. But, I mean, you have to look at the players. You have to look at the teams. You have to look at the lesser sides who I think may not be able to compete with the bigger sides. You know, you just throw in 48 teams, if I'm not mistaken, 48 teams in we had 32, 48 more teams. More games,
so two
we might not get the best of quality.
The top two from every group, and then the best loser, the third best loser.
Yeah, third best loser, like they do in Copa America. I don't support the idea. I think we're good with 32 teams, 64 games. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines right now. You can also join the conversation on WhatsApp. The number on WhatsApp has not changed. 08095975805. That is the number once again. 08095975805. Let's go to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. That is for the men, for the ladies. It's 01465-7190. What say you? Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening, Dizu.
Yes, sir. Friday, how are you?
I'm fine. Good evening, Alex, the Maddie Macau.
Yeah, good evening, Friday.
Yeah, Dizu.
Yeah.
Instead of we complaining about if I extended the World Cup.
Yes.
World Cup is every 4 years. Why can't this English FA scrap this Carabao Cup, the Carabao Cup? Or if people are told they don't want to scrap it, let them say, okay, the team that finished outside the top this season, the next season, they are the one that will compete for the Carabao Cup with those teams in the championship. Look at the Carabao Cup now. It's every year. Look at Liverpool, Man City, Man United. They are still struggling to win Carabao Cup, Carabao Cup, or whatever it's called. World Cup is every 4 years. But all these competitions every year. Why can't just they remove it from the whole Canada and concentrate on the other day, the FA Cup and the League Cup? Would give you, because before now, the winner of the Carabao Cup always represents England in the Europa Cup. But now it's not like that anymore. What are they playing it for? Is it just for fun? The English FA should consider that. But for me, for the World Cup, let them extend it. But even though they give Africa 10 slots, the highest Africa can do, we have done it. That is what. Give Africa 10 slots, or God will not go anywhere. Even if Africa go as a team, we are not winning the World Cup. Let all Africa countries go to the World Cup as a one country. I think we can win the World Cup.
All right.
Thank you very much, Jesus.
All right. Thank you, Friday, for that elaborate point right there. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Good evening. Hello. All right. He made some points about cancelling maybe the Carabao Cup. You know, especially in England. I mean, you know, those little or no. I don't want to call them not important. So, but we all know that the Carabao Cup is really not high up there when it comes to silverware. It's not really like, you know, the Champions League or maybe the FA Cup. Why not scrap that? Especially on a World Cup, so that at least the players stay fresh heading to the World Cup.
I don't agree with that because the Carabao Cup to some of those players in the lesser leagues, it's like the World Cup for them. That's the only competition they get to play side by side with Premier League teams.
Okay.
That's the only competition they get to sometimes cause an upset to Premier League teams. So scrapping the Carabao, I don't think that's a good idea. But you know, more teams in the World Cup means more games, extended time, an extended duration for the World Cup. It used to be a month tournament. I think now that we have 104 games, it could span a month plus. You know, and stuff like that. But saying to scrap the Carabao Cup, I don't think so. Some of these competitions are like so big for the lesser teams. So allow them enjoy. Because if you even talk about extending teams, now not every player would make the team, their national side, to play the World Cup.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yes, sir. Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is CY, formerly Laje Baiga.
All right. CY, you're welcome. Let's hear you.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, good to hear from you. It's been quite a while.
I am Femi now.
Everybody's fine.
I hope Amanda is still with you guys.
Yes, he is. He is. Very much with
us. To me, I think FIFA should try and create equity in the football world. Because membership has taken shine over all leagues. And they are making a lot of money. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Sadio Mane since he left Liverpool. I'm telling you, ask me how many things we've heard about him. And Liverpool has been facing challenges. But he's there over there. The Premiership has overshadowed, you know, his impact in the football world. And this is going to affect him in Senegal listing. So I think British FA always trying to fight whatever decision FIFA wants to make.
Yeah.
It's not a good one, because if you look at it, why all this Infantino, the last time Avalanche, why they listen to them, Seblatter, why they listen to them? It's because at the end of the day, this British press and British FA will decide who is going to sit as a FIFA president. So they're always factoring their interest in their decision making.
Okay.
I want to see a FIFA that will be running a football that British, or how will I call it, Premiership will not be taking shine of our World Cup.
All right.
Aside from FIFA World Cup,
okay,
which is the Senior World Cup,
yes,
all the cadet junior championship has gone down. Nobody is following it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, CY, thank you. Okpemi Samuel is on Skype. I don't know if you can hear me. How you doing?
I can hear you.
Oh, welcome. Where are you Skyping from?
From UK, Hull City.
Oh, Hull City. How's that area? How is Hull?
Oh, chilling, freezing, frosty.
Sorry about that then. Just talk to us, Okpemi. What's on your mind? Tell us.
Yeah. Well, I think FIFA doing what they've done is a good idea.
Okay.
Because I'll put to you that, trust me, a lot of people, elderly ones mostly, are not interested in the club football, European football. There are still people that only watch the World Cup. It's the only time they come alive. Yeah, even here, we've seen that when the World Cup comes on, you see the banners, the English badge and
the pubs
everywhere, you know? Then we've got the European team coming up with all sorts of competition. The Conference League, for instance, is a no-brainer to me, you know? Could scratch some of these things. And like Friday said, you know, some of this English club too needs to be scrapped or to the, you know, bottom 10, you know, to make things better, you know, think of big teams.
Okay. All right, Okpemi Samuel, thank you so much for your contribution. And I know you're listening to Nigeria Info all the way from Hull. Keep enjoying yourself, all right? Thanks a lot. All right, nobody's there. Let's go to this one. Hello. Hello. Oh my, make your way back. Hello, good evening to you. All right, 0700-993-993-993. That is the number that affords you the chance to talk to us and tell us what's on your mind. All right, talk to us and tell us if you agree with FIFA's expansion of the World Cup starting from 2026. They're also expanding the FIFA Club World Cup. Yeah, 32 teams. Ah, really, really serious. Hello?
Elder.
Hi.
Ikukwama Nonya.
Oh, yeah, one there. Welcome.
Elder, do you notice that Barcelona is performing wonders now? You know that? You didn't notice?
I noticed that they're doing well.
Oh, my God. That is just all I want to remind our people. Elder.
Ikukwama Nonya. We're talking about FIFA, but then again, thanks a whole lot for the reminder. I think some of us actually needed it. Yeah, talking about FC Barcelona. They're doing quite well, but, you know, they just need to continue on that part. Next caller, hello, good evening.
Hello, the Diesel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. This is Echezona. I'm calling you from Ejaniki.
I didn't get the name.
Echezona.
Oh, okay, welcome. Let's hear you.
Whatever happens, what we know is that we are enjoying football. If they want to expand it to 1,000 clubs, we are ready
1,000 countries.
Yeah, we are ready. Wow. We are ready to watch.
Are you serious?
If big clubs know that they don't have to maintain much players, let them say now, let the smaller clubs win the competition.
Abi?
Yes.
Hmm.
So that will be an upset and we will enjoy it. And they will buckle up next time. Please, whatever they are doing, let them do it. Our own is to watch and enjoy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for that one. Says the clubs think they can't, you know, take part. They should allow the lesser clubs win, you know, so at least they can, you know, just opt out of that competition and rest the players. I think that's quite a... But again, you know, clubs will not want to do that out of respect for the tournament, you know. Or maybe they could just field, you know, less players, like Jurgen Klopp did some time in the, you know, Carabao Cup. You know, his players were on holiday, just fielded totally different 11. I think most of them from the U team. Yeah, against Aston Villa, if my memory serves me right. And Aston Villa beat them and they were knocked out. Hello.
Hello. Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Samuel, calling from Ikeja.
Samuel from Ikeja. Talk to us.
Yeah, I think the 10 position they are going to give Africa to me is fine. But my issue now is, how are they going to do our qualification matches? Because at the end of the day, are we going to have the best 10 in Africa to represent us? Or we'll have Nigeria going to the World Cup and Ghana leaving? Or Algeria going and Morocco staying back? You understand what I'm trying to...
I think I get you, but again, I mean, it's going to be as always. Maybe instead of one team qualifying from the group of the qualifiers, maybe like two teams.
Yeah, there's no way the best 10 will qualify. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be that story of you know, Nigeria going, Ghana not going, or Senegal not going, and Cameroon going. It will be that because they play they will have to play matches to qualify and go to the World Cup. So,
true.
Except they want to handpick them and say, let's take our first 10 best teams in the continent to represent us in Africa. Except that. But if they have to play football, which they will play football to qualify, there's no way the 10 best teams in Africa will qualify to the World Cup. You know, some lesser teams would, you know, fight and make their place to the World Cup. So that will happen. You can't have the 10 best teams in Europe. It doesn't even happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
it doesn't.
Yeah.
Hello, Femi Omotayo, Skyping from US, yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, what is it?
Hi, how are you, Femi? What's up?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Where are you Skyping from?
I'm Skyping from Dallas, Texas.
All right, Dallas. Okay.
Yeah. If FIFA is increasing the number of clubs in World Club Championship and the World Cup, it brings to the question of what are they trying to achieve? To me, it's only going to increase maybe the number of teams who's going to participate, what they're trying to do. It's going to increase viewing of maybe the fans and stuff like that. But talking about the quality, the quality is going to be watery. So the quality of people should not expect a high standard of quality.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's
there'll be a lot of lesser teams in the competition.
You understand what I'm trying to say? So because a lot of...
But again, Femi, sorry to cut you, but again, we saw the first ever World Cup to be held during the season, and the quality was high. Even with the players still playing the season, coming straight to the World Cup, the quality was still immense.
Yeah,
what do you say about that?
Because I agree with you to an extent. Okay. But in this case, you know, when you have the numbers of weaker teams being increased, trust me, over this, it's going to be watery. It's just like you putting five grains of rice into a pot of oil and water for you to make jollof rice. That's the quality they're going to get over this. So that's all I have to say.
All right.
At the end of the day, the only thing is that it's going to make FIFA and their board members and maybe participating countries more... Maybe richer. That's what they're looking at.
They're looking at their pockets.
Yeah, they're looking at the pocket. They're not looking at the football aspect of it.
At their pocket and not the football aspect. Thank you so much, Femi Omotayo, all the way from Dallas. And, of course, hoping to hear from you soon. Let's go to the phone lines now. Hello, good evening.
Diesel.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Olumide calling from Korodu.
Olumide, you're welcome.
Yeah, actually, what FIFA are trying to do, well, is a welcome developer at the same time. I want to believe it's going to be too much load for the players all around the world to absorb, considering the numbers of competitions they do partake season in, season out. And if FIFA are going to do this, I hope they are going to carry along all the continental football federation chiefs along,
And again, the most important thing is to carry along the stakeholder itself, which are the players. What some players experience after the World Cup, even before the World Cup.
Okay.
You can see the stress they went through, even after resuming back to their league. They need to consider the mental health, the mental stress they will need to go through before they are going to expand this competition.
All right.
I want to toe the line of tired that call from US that is it going to be attractive if eventually they are successful in expanding it and bringing in more countries? Is it going to be attractive? I think that is the major question that needs to be answered in the near future. Otherwise, it's going to be a waste of time,
all right,
waste of resources, and waste of effort by FIFA. I think they need to have a rethink about this thing before they decide on doing it. My opinion, anyway.
All right.
Have a wonderful night
as well. And thank you for that opinion. And we always appreciate you. All right, let's go to WhatsApp right now. Messages coming in. This one from King Samuel, who is currently in Ikeja right now, says, good evening, Diesel and Alex. How many countries are in the world? I don't understand why people are criticizing the World Cup expansion. Many countries should be allowed to participate in it. 48 countries to play at the World Cup, that is once in 4 years, is not bad at all. Yeah, that's his summation. Joshua from Ijegu says, the World Cup was for inclusiveness, entertainment, money, and world peace. And does expanding the World Cup do that? Yes, it does. Interesting. All right, I'll just take two more calls before we switch to our next talking point. Don't forget, live coverage of the two Champions League matches coming up tonight. Napoli taking on Utrecht Frankfurt. And, of course, Real Madrid at the Bernabeu welcome Liverpool. Hello, good evening to you. Welcome.
Hello, good evening,
Hi, good evening to you. What's your name?
I'm in Ifeanyi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ojo.
Share your thoughts with us.
Okay, so my thought about this World Cup, expanding it, we are going to see less quality. If what they are going to play, it's going to be very, 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 really, really boring.
Really boring?
Yeah. We are going to see non-footballing nations, things like Seychelles, from Africa, we'll see Kosovo, we'll see all these things that will come and take like 10-0, 9-0. It will just be a scene of mediocrity. It's going to be fun. They're about to kill the tournament, Jerry.
Interesting. All right, then. Thank you so much. And final call on this one. Well, you can still drop your messages on WhatsApp if you want to talk about this. Okay, make your way back right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Hello, good evening. All right, then. I think that's the cue for us to move all the way to the UEFA Champions League. Brett Haaland, the big Norwegian, scored 5 times as Man City hammered RB Leipzig 7-0 to book a place in the Champions League quarterfinals. City read the last 8 for the 6th year in a row after Haaland found the net 5 times and in under an hour at the Etihad Stadium. Ilkay Gundogan and Kevin De Bruyne were also on the score sheet in the rout. Haaland is the third player to score 5 goals in a Champions League game after Lionel Messi and Luis Adriano are also breaking City's single-season goal record less than a year after joining the club from Borussia Dortmund. How did he feel after achieving that feat just last night right there against the team called RB Leipzig? Well, let's hear from the man himself, Erling Haaland, right here on Game On, describing the feat and what a feat it was.
The feeling is amazing. First of all, to win 7-0, and first of all, to kind of give a statement to in this tournament, in Champions League, which is a tournament I love, to give a kind of statement that we can actually score seven goals, because it's not easy to score seven goals. So it's an amazing feeling. Yeah. In the first half, I could have scored more. If I had the rebound with Gundo, I thought he was going to play the ball. That's why I went a bit more. If I dropped down 2 meters, I would have scored, because he shot at the keeper. So I could have had two more goals in the first half. And there was also crosses from Kevin I could have been at. So there was possibilities, but if I sit on the pitch, no one knows what will happen. But in my mind, I think I always have to look for the next and to try to always reach more, because to stay hungry, because maybe someone would, if they score five goals, would be happy. You have to be happy, but you have to want more, of course.
You have to want more. Happy, but you have to want more. And I'm asking, Haaland, even as Man City are through to the quarterfinals, is Haaland Pep Guardiola's missing piece in lifting the Champions League silverware? Is this finally the season, just because of Erling Haaland, that Man City will lay their hands on Europe's biggest club competition trophy, the UEFA Champions League? Well, that is one trophy that has eluded the man called Pep Guardiola. Time after time after time, he just cannot find a way of winning that trophy, talking about the UEFA Champions League. And the man himself, talking about Pep Guardiola, has come out to say that he will be judged. His reign, that is, will be judged absolutely on his success in the Champions League. Yes, Man City boss Pep Guardiola says his reign will absolutely be judged on whether he leads the club to a first Champions League title. Let's take a listen.
Your outfit is only complete without...
Competition, yeah, definitely. Because since day one arrived here in the first game, in Champions League, they asked me, when just arrived, landed here, sitting for the first time, you are here to win the Champions League. I said, what? So I was manager for Real Madrid, that this is not going to happen, but I could understand. But here, I don't know, but I accept it. So as much you go through, it's not going to change that. Yeah, definitely. Really important. It is.
And what about this?
Not just for, will be a bad international break for the guys who don't go with the national team, is for the fact to be alive, you know, for the last 2 months of the season, 2 months and a half, be alive. So as much you can extend this chance to be there in the competitions, to have the pleasure to still in Europe or in the Premier League, to try to be close to Arsenal, so we'll be good.
All right, Pep Guardiola, right there. From the first day I arrived, in England, there were questions about whether or not I would win the Champions League. And so the man wants to win that trophy, but is Haaland the missing link to him doing that? He's come close. Remember in season, was it two seasons now?
Yeah, 2020.
Chelsea beat him to it in the final. And just last season, he lost in the semi-final to Real Madrid, who were eventual winners of the title. So is this the year? Is this the year that Man City will win it just because of Erling Haaland, Alex? Is it a missing link?
Well, but I think I like what he said, you know, when he said if he was employed as a Real Madrid manager, mm-hmm. he would have that expectation that you have to win the Champions League, because we know when you go into Real Madrid, that's one of the things that they tell you to win as a coach. Mm-hmm. But, you know, coming to Manchester City, the time that he came in, Man City have never won the Champions League, and you know, him hearing that, you know, are you here to win the Champions League? You know, that was huge for him to accept it, and I think he's been fighting ever since. They've been coming close, semi-finals. You know, they got to the finals against Chelsea. I thought he was being too pragmatic and complacent for starting without a defensive midfielder in that final against Chelsea. You know, they lost that final by 1-0. And last season, you thought they qualified already. You thought they're in the next round, in the finals, and Real Madrid stepped up and pulled off that magical comeback at the Santiago Bernabeu and win Manchester City. And, you know, they go on to win the Champions League. So, for Pep Guardiola, I can understand where he's coming from. And having Erling Haaland score 5 goals in the game yesterday, and you hear what he was saying about a statement result, you know, sending a message to other teams in the competition saying that we can score 7 goals. We don't care who we play, so long we play well and create those chances, the goals will come. So, missing piece. Well, winning the Champions League is way one. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's way beyond having one player who can convert goals.
But he's not just one player, Alex. He's one player who just cannot stop scoring.
Yeah, he cannot stop scoring. But I'm looking at what happened.
39 goals already.
I'm looking at yesterday, and I'm thinking of Vardy.
Okay.
He was never close to Erling Haaland. All the goals that he scored, it was always struggling to get across. You know, a team with a better defensive pairing would have stopped Erling Haaland yesterday. Maybe, you know, reduce him to a goal or 2 goals, or even stop him to the point that he doesn't score a goal in that game. I feel like RB Leipzig, they were so shaky and shambles at the back. Erling Haaland was on fire. You have to give him that, because he was running in. He was, you know, getting to right areas.
Making those runs and getting
to right areas. You know, also, you know, being so strong. I remember that first chance he missed in the first 10 minutes of the game. That was the statement, and that was the message I sent, that he sent out to say, I'm here to play this game and I'm here to score goals. But I'm looking at City, and I'm looking at, you know, this season, how City have fallen short in some games. I remember the Brentford game they played. It was just so bad seeing City defend in that game against Ivan Toney and the likes of the Brentford attackers. So, yeah, they have a chance this season. I'll give it to them. I think that City, Real Madrid, FC Bayern Munich and Napoli, you know, those 4 teams, I think would, you know, fight for the title this season. For Erling Haaland and City's aspiration of winning the Champions League this season, still shaky. You know, it's left to see what, you know, the next game they play. I think they play Milan. I think they have Milan next. So if I'm not mistaken, they have to do the draw and stuff.
The draws
will come. But the next game is looking likely.
It's against a former club captain, Vincent Kompany, in the FA Cup, Burnley. They take on Burnley in the FA Cup. That's their next game.
That's maybe Alvarez will play that game and Erling Haaland can take a rest.
Talk to us.
He can add something to Manchester City going forward.
All right. Yeah. He can surely add to Man City. I want you to add to the conversation right now. Do you think Erling Haaland is that missing link to Pep Guardiola getting his hands on Champions League glory? What say you? 0700-993-993-993. That's for the men. For the ladies, it's 01-465-7190. Is Haaland the man that could lead Pep to Champions League glory with Man City? Hello, good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Yes, sir. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. My name is Gabriel. I'm calling from Festac.
Gabriel from Festac. Good to hear from you, Gabriel. Let's hear what you have to say.
It's not yet to rule for Pep. Remember what happened to Liverpool recently? After beating Man United 7-0, what happened in their next game? They could not win their next game. So it's not a matter of scoring 7 goals in a game. The matter is consistency. Like you earlier said, these people are not too good this season. That is Man City. So me, I'm seeing that they are not going beyond this quarterfinal. You see, I said so. They may not go beyond quarterfinals. So this guy is not a missing link to me, because they are not winning the Champions League this season. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so, so much. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello, good evening.
Hello?
Yeah.
Good evening, Overdose.
Yes, good evening.
Okay, this is Mark. Overdose, Erling Haaland is not the missing link.
Okay.
I love the Man City team before Erling Haaland came into the limelight of Man City squad. Because Pep Guardiola was actually playing false nine. And what you see today in the league, when Man City has been trailing Arsenal all season, they have been trailing
Watching Arsenal all season is a pure interpretation of where Man City team belongs at the moment. This Man City team is not as strong as they were in previous years. Forget what we saw yesterday. It can happen. The team they met yesterday, they saw the space and they started firing in. That is good for them. They scored 7-0. But the bad news was that the goal was coming from only one man. The goal was not spread across the team. So what that purely means in terms of technicalities and tacticalities, it purely means that if you can get a highly tactical team.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm so sorry. I was enjoying your comment. But make your way back. Hello, good evening.
Oh, Adizu.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah, this is Olawale from Sabayala.
Olawale, welcome.
Yeah.
Turn down the volume of your radio, sir, please.
Yeah,
thank you. All right, then.
Yeah, I think Ellen Allen is not in. I think they can't get, Man City can't get past quarterfinal. I mean, they can't get past the quarterfinal. So, I think this championship is for Napoli. I don't think they can win it.
All right. Hello? Then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. He doesn't think they can win it. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening.
Yes, Abdulkadir on the line from Ijoy.
Welcome.
Yes, I'm a first time caller.
Oh, first time caller. Welcome. Yeah. I don't have the sheke. I would have done that for you. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get it. I think I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, I was going to get this. As a first time caller.
Thank you very much.
You deserve it. All right. Welcome. Talk to me.
Yes, as for Haaland. Yes, I think Haaland is a complete player when it comes to scoring goals.
Okay.
Is very good. I will just compare him with Cristiano Ronaldo when it comes to scoring goals. And for Manchester City reaching the Champions League final, I think if they meet a balanced team like Bayern Munich or Real Madrid, they will have problem going forward. The reason is that Man City, I think this season they rely heavily on Haaland, which is not supposed to be so like that. They have other players who they can use, but I don't know their plan or anything. But I think if they are to go through quarterfinals, they will not be able to reach crossover semifinal if they meet teams like Bayern Munich who attack heavily and defend massively when it comes to football tactics. They were tactical play. So all of these teams all have their advantage. But for Man City, I don't think they will be able to lift the trophy. But if I'm to guess who will lift it, I will say either Bayern Munich or Real Madrid. Thank you very much.
All right, Bayern Munich or Real Madrid, so no Man City in the mix for him. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. I think it is your network. Fix it and call back. Hello. Good evening. I don't like that noise, honestly. I mean, it just really, it's not nice. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Thank you. Thank you. Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Joseph from Festac.
Joseph from Festac. Good to have you, Joseph. Talk to us, rather.
All right. Man City, they can win the Champions League. It's possible.
They can.
Of course, they can win the Champions League. Pep is a good coach.
So you think Haaland is the guy that can win it for them?
I can't really say Haaland is the guy that can win it. It's a teamwork.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, and last week they gave Manu defender red card.
Yes, Casemiro.
Yeah, and someone said he's going to miss four games. Why four games?
Four games. Why four games?
Yes.
Because he had two records. I don't know how to explain, but the two records he's had now is like in three games. He's had two records in three games. So it's very close. And when you have records like that, you know, it's no longer three but four matches. I'll try and explain it better, you know, for you so you understand. Remember, he was given a record against Crystal Palace. Then, of course, he came back against Liverpool and then got that record just over the weekend against Southampton. So it's kind of like, you know, carrying over. Hello?
Yeah, overdose. This is CY calling back.
Who?
CY.
CY, all right, welcome.
See, Alan, I think Guardiola was trying to do something different from what he's been doing before. You know, in normal Guardiola, everybody is a playmaker, even to the goalkeeper.
Mm.
But he has been doing it for like two seasons now. Even though he has won Premiership, but he has not been able to achieve that number one aim of Man City, to win Champions League. I think that was why he brought in Alan. And if you watch Man City, the way they play, they are playing with a point man. Even De Bruyne, without be playing from behind, sometimes from the wing. Everybody is looking for Alan. Mm. And if you look at this kind of tactics, it can't favor them. That was why you see the margin between the Arsenal and Man City, with how many matches to go.
Still
5 points. Look at Alan. He's just there. He wants to score. Fine, he's a very fantastic player. But in Champions League, how many assists has he done?
Okay.
None.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to get the ball to score. In the entire Premiership, all the matches he has played, only 5 assists. So that is not a Guardiola style for me. So, I mean, I don't see Alan being the savior for them. And the Man City can't them out of this champ. Forget what happened yesterday.
Mm.
Like somebody said, look at Bayern Munich. Fantastic. If you see the way Bayern Munich play, organization football, where all the departments will be flowing. So Guardiola is a team that you want to see. His team, everybody is playing.
Mm.
But now, once they start the attack from the midfield or from the defense, either from the flanks or whatever, they are looking for Alan.
Mm.
And it's very difficult. If you meet a team that has a very strong defense, they will face out Alan. That was why when he scored that penalty against Aston, he would keep talking. He kept talking because he didn't expect that he's going to score in that match.
Mm.
So he's not the Messiah. And Champions League, Guardiola should just go and buckle himself and be looking forward to the next season. This Champions League is between forward to the next season. This Champions League is between Bayern or Napoli.
Okay.
Madrid, a little bit. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, CY, for your comments. Well, talking about that caller who called to get clarification as to why, you know, Casemiro was given a four-match ban and not three, is that usually when players are shown a red card, they are given a three-match suspension. But that was Casemiro's second dismissal of the season. And as such, he was given an extra game ban as punishment. You know, so that's what it is. That's his second red card of the season. Remember, he got one against Crystal Palace. That's what I was trying to explain to you. And then getting this one now, he gets another ban. It's supposed to be three, but because it's his second red, it now gives him an extra one-match ban
punishment.
As punishment. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, good evening to you.
This is Ali Kwali from Tumbleland Bridge.
Wow, welcome. I hope you're using your hands.
Let me ask you one question. Did Man City buy the Ali Alan to assist or to score?
To score.
Why people are now saying Ali Alan assist, he didn't assist. Ali Alan don't need to assist. You understand? We have somebody like Kevin De Bruyne. We have many playmakers in Man City. You know what I mean?
All right.
That assist for Alan to score. I don't see any reason why they will say, what did they call it? Man City, no way champion this season.
Mm.
And perhaps you see Bayern against PSG. They mean PSG that is not organized. You know what I mean?
Mm.
PSG that is not organized. Only Messi and Mbappe that is PSG. The other player, They are not there at all.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
But when they meet somebody like Man City that is organized, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at the kind of ball they played yesterday. You understand? Let's forget about sentiment. You understand?
This somebody is calling that. Look at the gap between Arsenal and Man City. Where is the gap? Is it only 5 points? Mm. Is it 15? Okay, 15 points they are leading Man City. You understand? Mm. If you watch from all this conversation, you see that there are some people that they don't even like Man City at all. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
If somebody is doing well, let us appreciate it. You understand? I don't condemn it. Mm. That is what I want to see.
Thank you so much. One more call before we go for a short break, and then when we return, we definitely will be continuing on that Champions League path. All right. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening to you.
Yeah, my name is Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aja.
All right, go ahead, talk to us.
Alan is not really the guy that will take them to the Champions League final and win it. Because, let me use last season as an example. Last season, for example, was... Pep Guardiola made a very big blunder in the semi thing in the quarter final when Leon knocked them out. He has the team to beat Leon. There's a popular saying, overthinking on the soft problem. That was Pep Guardiola's problem. Pep Guardiola will always overthink his opponent. He wants to outplay his opponent. I think there's like three colors before me said something. He said when he meets a good tactical team, Allah will find it very difficult to score.
Mm.
I'll give you another example. Like when we played Brentford, all what they were doing was just adding midfield. What Brentford did for them was that play your ball in midfield. The supply to Allah will cut off. If a good team can do that, Messi is gone.
Mm.
So they have over dependence on Allah to score goals for them to be right on. Okay, on third example, when Pep won his last Champions League against Mayu,
because
I'm a Mayu fan, from the goalkeeper down to Messi, who was the main striker, he was playing like a false nine.
Yeah.
Everybody was complete. Mm. If Messi does not score, other people will score. Other people was able to do the magic. Massively. If it's not Kevin De Bruyne, who else again? Is it Rodrick?
Mm.
Is it a Gundogan? Is it Mahrez? If Mahrez should see his type, he can do nothing. So, for now, I still see Messi winning the Champions League, but not because he has any Haaland.
Okay.
It's because Pep should do less thinking to let the player do the rest. Thank you. All right.
Thank you so much. I'll take some messages on WhatsApp and then I'll go for that break. Aladdin from Acha is talking about the expanded FIFA World Cup format. And he says, I think it will lead to greater inclusivity and participation. More high-caliber teams who will not have qualified based on goal margin or points will benefit from it. It won't be of lower quality, as some claim. Teams will still need to qualify for the competition. All right. Thank you. Overdose, this one says, we shouldn't get carried away all because of Haaland's 5 goals against RB Leipzig. We all know that against top and tactically balanced team, he'll find it hard to score one. Say, of course, they won't give him the time, space to execute his finishing. In fact, they will stop the supplies from midfield to him, and that would make him irrelevant on the field. Overall, Shah, they can try and get to the semis or finals, but winning it, I don't think so. Dennis from VI. This one, Haaland is a good asset, but as for missing link, I think otherwise, because Pep can overthink his tactics and ruin it on himself like he did against Chelsea in the final. Hello, Chidozie, and of course, well, not the voice, it's Alex here. Haaland is not even a link, not to talk of the missing one. The guy has even loose form. The 60 goals targets, he won't meet it. Man City will not make it to the Champions League final. Mazikanis, if fine. All right. Hi there, OVD. This one says, I'm listening to comments from callers, and in my opinion, most of them are just being biased. They're probably Chelsea fans or Man United fans. Pep will shut their mouths with Haaland in the UCL. Sir Yusuf from Ikorodu. Man City under Pep can't win the Champions League now. They are jinxed because they've suffocated EPL with too much money. Pato from Ota. Good evening, guys. This one says on WhatsApp, does it mean that if Casemiro gets another red card, he will miss 5 games? No, from AJ City. Come on, Nonso. It's not something you accumulate like that, you know. Balogun Joseph from Agbadu says, Man City will not win this year's Champions League. Pep won the Champions League with Barcelona because of Messi and some alleged manipulations of referees by Barcelona. As recently revealed by the ongoing trial in Spain, he inherited a fantastic prime team but didn't win the Champions League with them. Interesting. Good evening, Femi and the gang. This one says, and it says, the following people really made me to get fascinated by to your program. Okay, Friday, CY from Ilaje Bariga. Max, okay. I'm very happy to hear the voice of CY from Ilaje after so many years. Shegu from Abule Roku. Okay. Good evening, Femi and the gang. Pekule here. I don't think Haaland is the missing link. Everyone knows he's a tapping merchant. I don't think City can get to the semi-final. All right, we'll go on a short break. When we come back, wow, we'll be looking at Liverpool and their chances of making it to the Champions League quarterfinals. They have an uphill task tonight at the Bernabeu against Real Madrid. Can they make it happen? Well, we'll talk about that when we return. Yeah, Johnny Drill knows he just cannot but hang with us right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back. This is Game On. And of course, we're counting down to kickoff. Napoli, Frankfurt, Liverpool away to Real Madrid all by 9. But for Liverpool, you could say they have an uphill task. Welcome back, by the way. Overdose right here, representing Femi the gang alongside Alex, the official radio man at Gbasiere. And we are counting down to 9 p.m., where, of course, it will be another night of Champions League action. Well, when it comes to great European firebacks, Liverpool has their own library, never mind their chapter. Mönchengladbach, Rome, remember Istanbul, 3-0 and cruising, but turning it around, Gerard, I think it was Vladimir Smitser, and of course, Javi Alonso leveling up after Maldini and a brace from Hernan Crespo. Yeah, they came back. Remember Barcelona? Well, 4-0 from the first leg. Was it 3-0 actually from the first leg? Yeah. And then they made it 4-0 at Anfield. Well, trailing 5-2 this time around from the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie, Liverpool head to the Santiago Bernabeu, home of 14-time winners and defending champions Real Madrid. And that is tonight, knowing they require a performance and a result on an occasion that will rival any of its 131-year existence. Of course, the man who is in charge of this team, the manager, the gaffer, the coach, is under no illusion as to the task that lies ahead of them. Jürgen Klopp says, even if there's a 1% chance of his side making things happen tonight, they would gladly take that chance.
If there is only 1% chance, I would like to give it a try. So we are here to play an extremely strong opponent and try to win the game. And as difficult as it is, that's probably possible. Not likely, but possible. And for that, we are here. And then we will see where it leads us to. So that's pretty much all. We respect the competition too much. We respect the opponent too much to not looking forward to this game, to be honest. It's a tough task. We caused ourselves not a great situation we're in. But I'm anyway looking forward to the game.
He is looking forward to it. Jürgen Klopp, the manager of Liverpool, right here on Game On. Alex, this is why I ask you, what are the chances of Liverpool turning this tie around? I mean, yes, it's an uphill task. 5-2 from the first leg. Really, really a hard one for Liverpool. But Can Liverpool pull off Mission Impossible in Madrid?
Me seeing a lot of changes in the Champions League, you know, the last 10 seasons. And it's been...
Sorry to go the Carragher way now.
It's been one great performance to another. And Liverpool, actually, they're the first one. You remember that final in Istanbul? And,
yeah, 2005.
Yeah, and then you remember, you know, Barcelona and PSG... The refereeing on that night could be questioned, but it was a comeback. And then Liverpool, they won against Barcelona at the Anfield Stadium. It's nothing impossible in football.
So are they going to do another one now? Think they're going to do it again?
I feel like it's going to be difficult because you're coming to Madrid, right? Is your Santiago Bernabeu, the level where Real Madrid plays so high.
They're really a top club on Spanish side.
But, I mean... It's 0% progression would be the 1% chance of qualifying, 99% faith. And I think it's going to keep faith and say, we can come here and score 3 goals in the first 45 minutes. Second 45, we wrap it up. And
I think they're going to qualify.
Let me say this. For every Liverpool fan out there, you know, wanting to watch this game tonight, and we thinking to themselves and saying, this is a better opportunity for us to qualify, yeah? We've seen the lineups already. You know, Real Madrid, on the other hand, we've seen the Leeds games at the Santiago Bernabeu. I can't really remember the last time Real Madrid lost at Bernabeu by 4-0, because that's what Liverpool need to qualify. Barcelona did it last season. Who knows? But again, you just get a feeling. It's that sort of night where Liverpool just step up to the plate. We saw them against Manchester United. They put 7 past United. You just never know. And football has shown us over time that these things can happen. But again, we can talk about these stories and hope that these stories come to pass and see Liverpool do another great comeback against another top Spanish side, because they've done it against Barcelona before. But I think that Real Madrid, on the other hand, are just on course to win another Champions League title this season. So for Liverpool, it's going to be a difficult.
So you think they're
going to
do something? Are they going to bottle it again?
I think I'll be sitting on the fence on this one because. Yeah, Real Madrid are just the greatest side in the Champions League.
So you don't want to stick your neck out?
No, if I stick my neck out, it could be cut down. See, a lot of fans are going. It can be chucked off, innit? But okay. So I'm just going to stick with great game tonight. Goals. Right. Maybe we're going to see a lot of goals in the game. But like I said, Liverpool scored 7 this season. Who says they cannot score 4 against Real Madrid and qualify to the next round?
Well, the Reds trail 5-2 in aggregate, and going into the Champions League, you know, it's going to be very, very tough. But tell us what you think about it.
That's a disappointing.
0700.
That's a disappointing Scottish Arsenal right there.
No, but seriously, I mean, you look at the club's history.
Yeah, yeah.
They may be leaded with the improbable and the incredible.
I think in the 70s, in the 70s, they've had a chance one time where they qualify and came back from a very losing position.
And they got top players.
Yeah,
no
top
doubt.
Top players. Yeah. They won 6 Champions League. Real Madrid are far off, but I think Liverpool can pull off a surprise here tonight.
All right, you can pull off a surprise. Tell us what you think about it. 0700 993 993 993, of course, for the ladies. 01465 7190. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gabriel calling from Ecuador.
Gabriel, you're welcome. Talk to us.
Yeah, I don't see Liverpool winning in Madrid this night.
Why? You just say I don't see.
No, let's take a look at. For how many times do Madrid and Liverpool have missed? Liverpool have not beaten Madrid.
Okay.
So for this night, Madrid all the way.
Madrid all the way.
Yes.
All right then. Thank you so much. It says for this night, Madrid all the way. Hello.
Hello, Vandal.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good evening once again. It's an appointment, Janicki.
Welcome, welcome.
I really enjoyed this
conversation with Stanley. I feel you people should continue with that.
No, but you know, I just remember that today is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of bring that on Wednesdays. It happens, yeah.
It's a top feeling, you know?
Yeah, it's a feeling.
So tell us what you think about it. You think Liverpool can do the unthinkable, innit? Yeah.
Well, Liverpool, I'm the anger in the I'm back.
that's crazy.
I didn't see that coming, really. Oh, my goodness. Hello, good evening to you.
Good evening, Overdose.
Yeah, you're calling the female line. You, please call back. You don't call the female line. You don't do that. That's wrong.
Yeah.
When you call, you call a male line. The male line
you
only.
You call the male only line.
The male only line. Don't call the female line.
It's disrespectful for the
very,
females.
Very yeah. Disrespectful. Hello, good evening.
Ah, come
Hello.
On.
Hello. Okay, nobody's there. Hello, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening, Diesel.
Yeah, Friday.
This one is from Igbole.
Welcome, Friday. You're welcome.
First of all, let me greet my legend, CY for Elijah Barriga.
Oh, okay.
Oh, CY is a legend of this day. I remember the he's number one Arsenal fan those days.
Yeah, yeah.
CY, you are hearing me now. Thumbs up to you. Anything where they talk about us and play with you, so now play with the play. You still remember our big boss.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Diesel.
Yeah.
You see what Sosa does? Look at all the Arsenal fans. All Arsenal fans, they are coming out.
Mm.
I think you understand because of what they are doing this season.
Mm.
They're talking about Liverpool this way.
Yeah.
With Liverpool, the possibility is nothing with Liverpool.
Mm.
When it comes to Liverpool, we are the comeback king.
Mm.
For me, I see Liverpool winning tonight. But I'm not so sure if we will qualify.
Mm.
But Liverpool, Madrid are not escaping defeat tonight. Mm. Liverpool must defeat Madrid. I see Nunes scoring a goal, then Gakpo will score a goal. Mm. But I don't know if we will manage to score the third goal that will take it to extra time. But my heart is telling me Liverpool will go through.
All right.
We are still going to tonight.
I hope
Liverpool,
they go through for your
Liverpool.
Sake, innit?
Dizzo.
Yeah.
By this time tomorrow, people will start calling. How did Liverpool do it?
Friday, are you
we'll
sure?
The topic tomorrow.
Are you sure about
whoever
it?
Whoever will anchor the show tomorrow, the question will be, how did Liverpool do it? And then have the favorite to win the Champions League.
You see?
That will be the topic tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. No, Ahana, Friday. I hope they do it for your sake.
Yeah,
thank you.
And at the same time, it could be a catastrophic night for Liverpool.
Yeah, good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Esther. I'm from Freistadt.
Esther from Freistadt. Good to hear from you. Yeah, go
good
ahead.
Good evening.
See, it will be very, very difficult to sincerely. Like, you have three outstanding goals they need to deal with. That. Like, they need to score three goals
But
first.
Do you know Liverpool and comebacks? They've been doing the comebacks, you know.
Not in Madrid's home. Hmm. Like, seriously. If it is in Anfield, then yes. You might have said yes, okay, it's possible. But I don't think Madrid will watch Liverpool score four goals, five goals. Madrid is not Man United, though.
Hmm.
It is not... There's no way.
You had to bring Man United into it. No, Allah.
When Chelsea scored three and Benzema came back to score two, or is it one or two goals?
Mm.
So I don't see that. I don't see them. Friday's just giving himself hope.
Thank God you brought the Chelsea example. Chelsea almost beat Real Madrid, not for Benzema and what's that guy, Rodrigo.
And Benzema is back.
Mm.
I don't see them. Liverpool should just forget about Champions League and focus on Premier League. We need the top four.
All right.
Making the top four, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Hello. Good evening to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening, Obadizu.
Why are you calling the female line?
Hey, I don't know.
Call the male line. Now that you know, call the male line. Okay. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Alejandro, calling again from my job.
Oh, welcome, Alejandro.
Yes. I love what Friday Grayley said.
Mm.
Even though I'm not a Liverpool fan, I'm a Man U fan.
You think they'll come back?
They charged me 7-0.
Yes.
as I'm very patriotic guy, I love the English clubs to qualify. But truth be told, over the last three seasons, Liverpool has not beaten Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, yeah.
And this street has a way of repeating itself over and over and over.
Mm.
I mean, for the past three seasons, Banjul has never been the best team whenever they meet Liverpool. Look at last season Champions League final.
Mm.
Madrid was not the favorite. Liverpool was the favorite.
Okay.
From the first minute of the game to the 90th minute of the game, it was all about Liverpool. What happened? Madrid took the day.
Yeah.
Courtesy of just one shot on target.
Mm.
So, if you look at history, I will still tell you that Madrid will still win today. But on the second thought, I would love Liverpool to qualify for the next phase of the final.
Yeah.
So that we will have four English clubs vying for that Champions League
title.
At least, if we have four English clubs, there's a possibility of two making it to the semi-finals and one making it to the finals. That's my own take. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you, Alejandro, for your summation. And, of course, we have to go pay the bills right about now. But when we return, I promise you, I'm going to take more of your calls and your messages on WhatsApp. All right, Alex?
Yeah. We're going to come back and, you know, just find a bit in before we leave the studio.
So let's go pay the bills.
For Tony, big voice Tony.
Let's go pay the bills.
Info FM. Don't touch it. Bless.
Yeah, don't touch it. That's what it is. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back. It is that time where we are edging slowly, to live football. And Anthony Dinwaka, the voice, alongside Adesi Michael, will be your commentators right here on the broadcast. Well, of course, Alex, you want to say something?
Tony alongside David.
No, David.
Your bearing, man.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, we're interwoven. That's why we're a team.
Yeah.
It could be David, Adesi,
it could be anybody.
Alex, you.
Yeah, you know.
You know, I mean, but again.
Yeah, for the records, we're doing the game tomorrow, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Sporting Lisbon, Arsenal.
What a game.
Remember, the first leg ended 2-2.
2-2, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Gunners, they have to, find a way to qualify.
They have to tighten their belts. If not, I don't know.
It's arrivederci.
But then again, Man United, Real Betis. Anthony will not be in that traveling squad. That's for certain. Meanwhile, let's just serve you the lineup. It's already out, so you get to know who and who are doing the business for Real Madrid tonight and Liverpool, not forgetting the other fixture in the Champions League involving Napoli and Utrecht Frankfurt. Well, Premier League games are ongoing. That has to be mentioned. Brighton and Crystal Palace, 10 minutes in. It's still goalless. Southampton, Brentford. Also, it's another game going down, and it is goalless as well. But let me serve you the lineup for Napoli and Frankfurt. Well, of course, you already know Napoli are looking to make things happen. Remember, first leg, 2-0. Victor Osimhen netted in that one. He starts tonight right there for the team called Napoli, coached by Luciano Spalletti. It is, of course, Meret in goal. It's a back four of Di Lorenzo, Romani, Kim, and Fabian Rue. While, of course, you have Zielinski, Lobotka, and Zambo Anguiza in midfield. Up front, it's Vrakelia, not forgetting Osimhen and Politano. Yeah. For Frankfurt, Kevin Trapp is the goalkeeper. You have Buta, Tuta, Nika, and Lenz as the back men. Talking about in defense, Roda and Sal are holding midfielders, while Gotza, Kamada, Knopf, and Van der Borre make up the starting 11 for Frankfurt. Well, let's go to Real Madrid's game with Liverpool. Goes down at the Santiago Bernabeu. And that is the home ground of the Spanish side. Well, Thibaut Courtois, the usual suspect. He starts between the sticks for Real Madrid. Of course, it's a back four of Nacho Fernandez, Antonio Rüdiger, Eder Militao, and Dani Carvajal. In midfield, it's Luka Modric alongside Camavinga and Toni Kroos, while Vinicius Jr., Karim Benzema, and Federico Valverde make up the starting 11 for Carlo Ancelotti's side. For Liverpool, who are looking to do the Impossible. Well, I've always, you know, maintained that in the Champions League, it's never say never. I mean, you look at the storied comebacks that the Champions League has really served us down the years, and you just want to actually conclude, so to speak, that it's never say never, especially in Europe's biggest club competition. But Alisson Becker is the man who starts for Jurgen Klopp's men. Trent Alexander-Arnold partners Konate, Van Dijk and Robertson at the back, in a back four for Jurgen Klopp's side. Diogo Jota starts this one alongside Fabinho and James Milner, while up front it's Darwin Nunez alongside Cody Gakpo and Mohamed Salah. You think the first goal is going to actually give Liverpool a boost getting into this game, or maybe Real Madrid might just you know, pierce their hearts, so to speak, with another goal?
Well, the thing is this, you know, a game like this, for Liverpool, the mindset is a comeback.
Yeah.
Well, and when you want to stage a comeback, scoring first and scoring early matters. If Liverpool go into the game, first 5 minute, boom, they get one goal, then it, you know, Real Madrid will have to change their tactics going forward, because they now know that Liverpool have taken the first goal of the game, and they have to maybe sit up and play better.
Yeah.
And that can also leave spaces at the back for Real Madrid, because Madrid would want to come out and, you know, maybe try and see if they can equalize, because it will be a game, if Liverpool score first, then it turns into a game where I think we'd see both sides trying to cancel out, you know, goals that they score. So if Liverpool score first, Madrid will be looking to cancel that goal just to keep that advantage intact, because it's the Champions League night, right?
Yeah,
and we've seen these things happen over and over again before. So Liverpool going into this game, imagine if they score two goals in the first 10 of the game, or two goals in the first 20. It changes a lot going forward for Real Madrid, and that can change the course of the game going forward. But again, we know Real Madrid, we know how they play in front of their fans, we know the expectations, the demand from Carlos Ancelotti, we know, you know, with Karim Benzema back in the side also, you know, Vini Jr. on his day can win a football game by himself. So it's going to be a test for Liverpool. If they would do it tonight, then they will have to dig deep, you know, maybe even deeper than the Barcelona game where they won by four goals to nil.
They're searching for oil.
You know, that type of thing, or searching for gold, if you may.
Yeah, right.
You know, but again,
or maybe fossils.
I think Klopp knows, and Klopp, you know, maybe sitting down somewhere last night, and he would just say to himself, "I know what I must do to get the victory tonight," and that would be fighting to the end.
Oh my goodness.
But it's never easy.
You just reminded me of Thanos.
Yeah, you know, but it's never easy.
Live with your own failure,
you know. And
where did that bring you? Back to me.
We don't want to start with Thanos, you know, on this show. We might not go home. That's the truth.
By eliminating half of life, I thought the other half would thrive, but you've shown me it's impossible. Yep, we're all kinds of stubborn. As long as there are those who are unable to accept what was, there are those who cannot accept what can be. They will resist. You know, Thanos just has a way of dropping quotes. I don't know, man. That is, he's one man who just makes you look forward to
but
being
again,
a villain.
Yeah, but again, I ask you, to what end do we do this?
Dread it, run from it, destiny arrives all the same. And now it's here. Should I say, I am. You know, he's just, you know.
Yeah, but big game.
But you know, the part I love the most was, I think it was in Infinity Wars, where he was engaging Doctor Strange in conversation. Yeah. You know, and then...
You're not the only one cursed with knowledge.
No, that was Tony Stark. Yeah, that was Tony Stark, where, he said...
Tony.
By the time I'm done, half of humanity will still be alive. I hope they remember you, you know, when he's talking about... It was the part where he talked about, you know, destroying the universe. And Strange was like, and then what? And then he said, and then I get to rest. I watch the sun rise over a grateful universe. The hardest choices require the strongest wheels. You know, Tennis, every quote that came out of his mouth was just badass.
And Liverpool can take that.
Yeah, they can take that.
They can take the quotes and go with it, right?
They can flow with it.
Yeah.
And talking about Tony, I hope you don't forget your back, Tony, because...
Yeah.
You've even forgotten to zip it. You know, it's open.
It's open.
But then again,
I have no idea how he does it.
No, but I love Tony.
Yeah.
If not for anything, for the fact that he dresses in native attire most of the time.
Tony has a good sense. When you come off, when you come off as 6'1" or maybe 6'2" if you may, you have to dress. You know,
but
well.
You and Tony, who's taller?
Yeah, I'm taller than Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the tallest man on the team.
Oh, okay.
Respect me for that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm.
All right.
Yeah, come on, Tony, relax. Relax, okay? Relax. I know he wishes to be the tallest. I know
you're the tallest. Yeah, I know you're the tallest, yeah. Alex.
But Tony, have a great game.
I know you're the tallest, but to what end?
But I ask you, to what end?
I know what it's like to lose. You know, but Thanos, that was an entrance in Infinity Wars.
Thanos is unbelievable.
Yeah, he is.
Come on. That's the greatest villain ever. Well, wait for Darkseid anyways.
Yeah.
Justice League, yeah, you know.
Your priorities are misplaced as Guardian. Fun is not what considers when... Fun is not what one considers.
No, that's not what he said. No, he was talking about... missed the line already.
I know you said something about that. Like, fun is not...
Fun isn't what one considers when balancing the universe.
Exactly.
But this does put a smile on my face.
But then again, you remember the part where he was with Gamora and it was like, the universe is finite. Its resources are finite. If left unchecked, life will cease to exist. It needs correction. And Gamora was like, you don't know that. And it was like, I'm the only one who knows that. At least the only one with the will to act on it. Thanos is really badass. But Alex, this is where we have to go. We have to go.
Yeah, we have to pack our bags at this point and leave. It's been a fun ride.
Yeah, it has. It has.
And like ever so, you know, Game on Wednesday is always, you know, a show where we express, you know, a lot away from football. And we do this side by side and effortlessly. I don't know why Tony is here speaking to my ears. That's disrespectful. But I've had fun. You can follow me on Twitter at AlexEli69 or search the word Mandem. I'm off.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But I ask you, to what end?
To what end? Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, he will be a match commentator talking about Alex. Of course, we have to go out of here. But Tony, I said we have to go.
No, you said he will be your match commentator. Talking about
Alex, we need to go out of here. But Tony will be your match commentator. You didn't allow me to land.
Oh, sorry.
I said,
sorry.
Alex, we have to get out of here.
You know you messed up already.
No, I
didn't.
Don't
try to make it.
No, come on. I knew what I was saying.
Overdose. You thought I was the commentator.
Tony was the last person I talked to. That was why I said he will be your match commentator. Talking about Alex,
Tony, do you
agree?
We
need to get out of here.
I mean, you need to work on certain things. You know, your lingual.
That's why your properties get busy. Because you were the last person I talked to, and I said he's going to be your match commentator.
As a broadcaster, you can't be
because
ambiguous.
I didn't call your name.
You have to be clear.
But
over.
I was clear. You didn't allow me.
Lack of clarity is an issue. I think that the management needs to look into these issues.
To what end? Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, Anthony the Voice will be your match commentator. Talking about Alex, we need to get out of here, but you can find him on social media.
Yeah, at AlexEli69 or search the word Mandem, so let's keep the conversation
you
going.
You can also find me on social media, Overdizzle, on Twitter, and at I Am Overdose. Well, of course, David will be his color commentator. It's all about the Night of Champions in the Champions League on your champion station, 99.3. Nigeria Info. And of course, to what end? To the end of entertaining you, that's for sure.